This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. In the early morning hours of January 4th, the Park Falls Police Department was summoned to the area of 107th Avenue South, where Price County Dispatch advised that a female subject was reporting that she had been held against her will a short distance from her current location. Officers responded and began to investigate the incident and obtained that she had been riding in a vehicle with Michael Stevens since approximately 12 a.m. on January 4th, that Michael drove her back to her residence but then drove away before she could exit the vehicle, that Michael drove her to a vacant lot near 8th Street South and 2nd Street South and parked his vehicle, that Michael then turned off his vehicle and became enraged and began destroying the interior of the vehicle, that Michael was causing wires to spark and commented about setting the vehicle on fire, that Michael had mentioned being in possession of a firearm but no firearm was observed, and that at approximately 5:32 a.m. the victim was able to flee from the vehicle and ran to a nearby residence for help. Based on that information, additional officers were summoned to the scene. The Price County Sheriff's Office and the Price County SRT were also asked to respond as it was unknown if the male subject was armed with a firearm. Michael was located still sitting within his vehicle, and after approximately 2 hours, Michael was observed exiting his vehicle, and officers began giving him verbal commands. Michael was then taken into custody and transported to the hospital for treatment, as he had been exposed to the outdoor elements for hours without heat in his vehicle. After treatment, he was transported to the Price County Jail and held for violating his probation. The Park Falls Police Department will be referring felony and misdemeanor criminal charges against Michael for his actions. The Park Falls Police Department would like to thank the Price County Sheriff's Office, the Price County SRT, and the Park Falls Ambulance Service for their assistance in this matter. January 7th, the Zion Lutheran Church over in Winter is hosting a community dinner. This features roasted pork loin, potatoes and carrots, gravy, sauerkraut, and desserts. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, January 7th, from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. over at Zion Lutheran Church in Winter. January is National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. Isabella Nieto has more.
In 2023, which is the last year data is available, there were 108 instances of human sex trafficking recorded by the Wisconsin Department of Justice. Meanwhile, Wisconsin continues to receive an F grade on a 2025 report card for policy fixes to reduce child and youth sex trafficking. That's according to Shared Hope International, a nonprofit organization that works to prevent sex trafficking. According to the report, Wisconsin succeeds in ensuring inclusive definitions, but could do more to protect victims from unjust criminalization, provide them legal relief, and support survivors.
With these colder temperatures, it's important to be weather aware. Remember, if at all possible, stay inside to keep warm. If you do have to go outside, dress in layers, and while you're shoveling, be sure to do it safely. Walk and drive with care, and always carry an emergency kit. And be sure to check on family and friends to make sure they're staying safe as well. You can find more tips at dhs.wisconsin.gov. January 23rd through to January 25th, it's the 2026 Phillips Winterfest. They're back with 3 full days of Northwoods fun for all ages. Bundle up the family, call your friends home for the weekend, and get ready for tournaments, outdoor adventure, shopping, fireworks, and community cheer. Weekend highlights include the Candlelight Walk, the Phillips Flurry Snowshoe Race, Moose Lodge Kids Bingo, the Winterfest Shop Local Event, the Price County Tavern League Tour, and much, much more. Most events are free or low cost, and you can check the Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce Facebook page for a schedule. Once again, this is taking place January 23rd through to January 25th over in Phillips. Milwaukee County Executive and Gubernatorial Candidate David Crowley hopes to make sure no community is left behind. Here's Isabella Nieto with more.
Crowley launched his bid for the top state seat in September. Before his election, as the first Black Milwaukee County executive, he served in the state assembly. In an appearance on the WXCO morning show, Crowley said his experience sharing an office in the state capitol helped him gain rural perspective.
One of those individuals that I shared an office with was Don Vruwink, who we both came in together But he represented smaller municipalities, small town rural Wisconsin through and through.
Ruink represented District 43 in the State Assembly, which includes Whitewater, Milton, and parts of Edgerton and Janesville. Crowley says he wants to listen and build relationships with communities across the state.
By sharing that office, it gave me an opportunity to learn a little bit more about rural life, what's going on with our agricultural industry, what some of our family farms are going through.
Crowley was one of seven candidates to enter the Democratic field for governor. He said during his time on the campaign trail, he's hearing constituents' biggest concerns.
Well, the biggest issue is the affordability crisis, right? I think whether you are, if you are making more money today, you're still getting less than you ever have before. And so no matter where I go in the state, people are asking, you know, how are we going to tackle this affordability crisis?
Crowley said he wants to figure out how to make sure the government can provide services for those who need it.
While a lot of the economic uncertainty and a lot of these chaos policies that are coming out of Washington, D.C. are driving these costs up, it doesn't mean that we can't figure out ways to tackle this issue here locally.
Crowley will appear on the ballot in the August primary, and the winner of the primary will advance to the November general election.
I'm Austin Burmain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's hoops, Wisconsin hosts UCLA in another Big Ten matchup tonight in Madison at the Kohl Center. The Badgers with a record of 9-5 coming off that loss to number 5th ranked Purdue. The Bruins are 10-4. A nice win for UW Green Bay. They beat the UWM Panthers 79-76 at the Cress Events Center in Green Bay. Green Bay Phoenix head coach Doug Gottlieb.
Well, we're starting a more offensive-based lineup. I'd like us to take a couple more threes. We're turning a couple down, but we got the right guys taking them, and they did a good job of defending it. It's so much easier than the other way. We were starting more of a defensive group up until the Fort Wayne game. This gives us five scorers. Got five guys. You can pick your poison, right? It makes you look like a really, really good coach when you coach from ahead.
NFL, the Packers holding practice on a short week. They'll face the Bears Saturday night at 7 in Chicago in the wild card round of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is very icy out there this morning. We have some fog, some freezing fog, some freezing drizzle, and that's going to be the case here through this morning and into this afternoon. Our high today, 33. It's going to stay cloudy all day. Tonight, down to 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.